talk about my beginning initial consultation. A patient, Patak, PTAK, person John, J-O-H-N, date of birth is 7/21/1947, date of office at 1/22/2013, please send a cup support, Dr. Mark McKenzie, MCKENZIEMD, 201 North Buffalo Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145, to Dr. McKenzie, and person named John Patak, PTAK, in the office for initial consultation period. John is a pleasant 65-year-old male who presents office today with about a 2 to 3 week history of back pain, which led to emergency room visit at UMC, period. He had a MRI of the lumbar cervical spine performed that showed some minimal degenerative changes with some mild disc desiccation of 5-1. There was some Perloff cysts noted at the S1, S2 region, period. There was no significant canal or nerve framework compromise, period. Past medical history includes hypertension and kidney failure. He takes dialysis 3 times a week, period. He does not have any complaints of any pain or numbness in the arms or the legs. There's no gallbladder dysfunction, period. There's no surgical history. He takes a hypertensive medication. He's not sure what the name of it is, period. He has no known drug allergies, period. He quit smoking in 1997. There's no reported drug use. His review systems was noted as negative, except for what's listed in the history of the chief complaint, period. His father passed at 50 and mother passed at 71. She's not sure what medical issues they have had, period. On exam, he's awake and alert. He seems comfortable and not acute distress. Pupils see corrected light, cranial nerves are intact, strength and tone of blood, heart is regular rhythm, chest clear, abdomen open, eye, extremities warm and dry, low erythema or edema, period. His pulsation is intact, reflexes are plus 2, no chronic bruise, period. In summary, Mr. Patak, PTAK, is a pleasant 65-year-old male with past history of back pain that is improving with conservative management. He has no pain or numbness upper extremities. He had MRI findings of benign Perloff cysts, period. At this point, I have no surgical recommendations for him. I directed him back to your office for general medical follow-up, period. I'd be happy to see him back and follow up if there's any further questions or concerns, period. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to participate in the care of this patient. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us by the way, Dr. Kenneth Love.